Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy, every single everything in The Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a terrible thing to happen to a Gangnam-style singer, Gary Butterfield.
It is true. Gangnam-style, who's that guy?
Oh, it's Psy, Gary. It was a joke about how we're doing Psy Tumor today on Everything to
Guppy. Oh, the Psy Tumor.
Podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy,
sure.
Every single everything in The Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a terrible thing to happen to a Gangnam-style singer, Gary Butterfield.
Opa.
Yeah? Opa? Why are you saying... are you referencing...
Because he says in the song.
Oh, I thought you were referencing half of your favorite Fantasyland character.
Fantasy Zone.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Ready to fucking pounce. I was doing my Gangnam Psy.
Oh, yeah, you're referencing Psy because we're talking about Psy Tumor today on Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy, every single everything in The Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes. I'm joined, as always, by a really awful thing to happen to a Gangnam-style singer. Gary Butterfield!
Oh, hello!
Gary, you're too deep in the fucking tulpa. Come on, man.
All right, let me.
I cannot leave you in one of these mindfuck rooms for like 6 seconds without you just getting lost in the sauce.
You gotta let me dissociate when I'm in the labyrinth. It's the only way that time passes for me when I'm in one of those. Like it's hard.
Yeah, I don't know. You already did this episode too. You basically already did the Psy Tumor one.
I spent a lot of time remembering what it was like to be with Casey Kasem's wife. When I'm dissociating, and taking me out of that is hard.
Okay. Are you suggesting that you had sex with the wife of my former body?
There's only one way to console a widow. I am.
There are lots of ways to console a widow. You can take her to bingo.
I mean, I took her to bingo.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. Multiple bingos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Diagonal across, if you know what I mean.
I don't. Tell me.
It means that one of the times that she was brought to climax with my face, it was diagonal across the free spot.
You're a big faceball guy, huh?
Yeah, big face. Oh, big faceball guy. Big in the baseball.
Gary, we got a lot of labyrinth to get through today, hypothetically. So
that's true.
Maybe
I can spin.
Maybe check your flight for wine, whatever. I don't fucking know.
I'm checking. I'm rolling.
Gary, I don't mean to be difficult with you. You took a hard attack there about Casey Kasem's wife for sexuals. So,
yeah, I just thought it was interesting to talk to a skeleton of somebody who I had beyond the grave cucked.
I don't identify as Casey Kasem, right? I'm the skeleton.
No, but it did affect you. It affected you, though, right? There's still a little bit of him in you.
So it didn't affect me because I care about her. It affected me because you were obviously doing/saying it to upset me. So I responded to your intent to harm.
Okay, interesting. But you have no feelings. Like if I were to invite
Kasem.
Okay. Just making sure, because me and the wife are going to have the widow Kasem over tonight, actually.
Now, if you had the widow Queso over, that'd be delicious.
Yeah. We are going to have Queso, actually. Queso Kasem is what we like to call those nights when we have sex with the widow Kasem while eating nacho cheese off of her.
It's not just nacho cheese, Gary. Titties. It's like a white cheese. It's not just nacho cheese. You can't just call Queso nacho cheese, okay?
In the bedroom, anything goes. We don't say no in the bedroom.
You fuck that woman however you like, in whatever way you like, with whatever substances and foods you like. Just don't call nacho cheese.
Don't get me started on the substance. Okay. We'll be better about our vocabulary.
Thank you. Just around queso.
I know. Well, we got the cojita cheese and everything. We got a bunch of the cheeses together, but it's not quite queso. It does come out of a jar. It's just easier.
Could you say the cheese name again?
Cojita?
It's fine. No, I wasn't. It's not all gotchas, Gary. Sometimes I just like to hear you say foreign cheeses.
I like saying foreign cheeses too. Cojita.
You want to say any other cheeses?
Yeah. Chev.
Oh,
like
all
that.
Right.
So, like saying that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I got 18 on the wheel.
What's that?
The wheel of yet fewer possibilities.
Okay. Oh, but do you happen to know what I guess I can load it up.
I don't
all
know.
Right. All right. Okay. Yeah. You're standing in an open field west of a white house with a boarded front door. There's a small mailbox here.
Oh, no. Okay.
What's wrong, Garrix? What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. I have a vague sense of familiarity.
Sure.
Open mailbox.
Opening the small mailbox reveals a leaflet.
Ooh, read leaflet.
Welcome to Zork. Sorry, Taken, in parentheses. Welcome to Zork. Zork is a game of adventure, danger, and low cunning. In it, you will explore some of the most amazing territory ever seen by mortals. No computer should be without one.
It's true. One of the things about Zork is it has great replay value.
Very true.
North?
North of house. You are facing the north side of a white house. There is no door here, and all the windows are boarded up. To the north, a narrow path winds through the trees.
Hmm. I went north, and I'm facing the north side of the house.
Yeah, man. The facing... I don't know, man. I didn't write this fucking thing. Go tell Steve Mertzky or whatever.
I would love to. Can we get him on? Do you know him? Because I think he's dead.
I mean, I think Steve Mertzky's alive. Let's find out.
Probably alive. He's old, though.
Well, they're all old now. You know.
I know.
He was born in 1957. Wow. Yeah, still alive. Could talk to him about the space bar.
Yeah. That shirt, that like Yeti shirt that made a bunch of money off it. Remember those are going around, that space bar shirt?
Mertzky appears as himself antagonizing rapper MC Frontalot in the music video for It Is Pitch Dark. Cool.
Yeah, there's a
later
sentence.
He worked on the Zoo Tycoon games.
One of our mutual friends is pretty good friends with MC Frontalot. Yeah,
that's too bad.
It's just true.
You're gonna have to text me who that is.
Yeah, I'll do so. Okay, North.
I don't have a lot of mutual friends. I'm the skeleton of Casey Kasem.
Oh yeah,
Frank Welker and I used to be close.
Friend of friends of friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would the guy who's normally here consider this person a friend or an acquaintance?
Probably acquaintance, but the guy who's usually here is, you know, pretty stingy with friendship.
Has standards. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Forest
brutal,
path.
Brutal thing to say about this person we're talking about. North, I said.
If it's not Nick or Brayton, we're running up on the limits.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, okay, you sent me the name. Front. I don't consider anyone I see twice a year to be more than acquaintance. I like many of my acquaintances quite a bit. Okay.
Yeah. Friendly acquaintance.
Friendly acquaintance. Always happy to see them. Yeah. Wouldn't tell them one thing about my problems, which is my limit for a friend.
Okay. Would you listen to one thing about their problems?
If they started talking, I wouldn't walk away, but I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a bummer. But I wouldn't. Gary, the real question is, would I feel anything about their problems?
Yeah, would you feel anything about it?
No.
Let's say this person I just texted you had sex with Casey Kasem's widow.
I would ask a lot of questions about whether they were using proper nomenclature for any food stuff involved.
Mm-hmm.
But
which
then
would definitely be queso.
After
that's kind of what she's into.
I'm bones.
Yeah. It would be
is that
such
a good t-shirt? After that, I'm bones?
I am bones? That is pretty good. It's a good tombstone thing. It would be such a big plot twist in my life if the person I texted you started dating the widow Kasem.
It'd be a shock. I'm not sure she's alive, and she's quite old.
It'd be really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really interesting.
I don't know why you're keeping a secret that this person knows MC Frontalot, but you are, and I'm respecting
because we were kind of talking shit about MC Frontalot. I don't want to.
Didn't say one word bad about MC Frontalot.
That's not true. You made a silence, and then you said that's unfortunate when I said we knew somebody who was friends. So that is not true.
Forest path. There is a path
Also, I don't think Steve Moretzky wrote Zork. This is a path winding through a dimly lit forest. The path heads north-south here. One particularly large tree with some low branches stands at the edge of the path.
Oh, climb tree.
Up a tree. You are about 10 feet above the ground, nestled among some large branches. The nearest branch above you is above your reach. Beside you on the branch is a small bird's nest. In the bird's nest is a large egg encrusted with precious jewels, apparently scavenged by a childless songbird. Sorry, Gary, you got to put this in brief if you don't want verbose. The egg is covered with fine gold inlay and ornamented in lapis lazuli and mother of pearl. Unlike most eggs, this one is hinged and closed with a delicate-looking clasp. The egg appears extremely fragile. You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird.
Eat egg.
Taken. I don't think that the jewel-encrusted egg would agree with you.
Open egg.
You have neither the tools nor the expertise.
It's a latch. Okay, climb down.
Forest path. And actually, this is apparently defaulting to brief, because you're not getting the descriptions again.
Thank God. North.
Clearing. You are in a clearing with a forest surrounding you on all sides. A path leads south. On the ground is a pile of leaves.
Play in leaves.
That sentence isn't one I recognize.
Okay. Look leaves.
That sentence isn't one I recognize. Gary, I'll say, this is for Zork. A pretty long time to parser giving up on you.
Yeah, no, that is true. Move leaves.
Done. In disturbing the pile of leaves, a grating is revealed.
Ooh, look grating.
I think they're going to want a preposition here.
Oh, look at grating.
The grating is closed.
Open grating? I was assuming there was going to be some kind of lock or something.
The grating is locked.
Okay. Look lock.
Good, you use the word lock food. In a way that I don't understand.
Okay. Look lock. Downtown Portland. Pretty good. North.
The forest becomes impenetrable to the north.
Okay. South.
Forest path.
South.
North of house.
South.
The windows are all boarded.
East.
Oh my god, this emulator I'm using keeps popping up crap.
Well, maybe we should click on it.
It's a Best Buy ad. I don't need a Best Buy wearables ad.
You don't want a wearable from Best Buy?
I don't want a wearable from Best Buy. Come on.
A Fitbit?
This is what I get for cheaping out.
Oh, on ad blocker?
I guess so. No. Gary, I can't get back into Zork.
I won the
room.
Oh,
no, I got it. Okay, hold on. Behind house. You're behind the White House. A path leads into the forest to the east. In one corner of the house, there is a small window, which is slightly ajar.
Take jar.
That's clever. You're a clever guy.
Thank you.
Funny. Okay, the ads made the text go away again.
Click ad.
Click. Oh, shit. Click download button. Should I click the download button on this classic
click
reload?
Download.
No.
Click download.
No, I don't take any instructions that malware my computer. Fucking hell, Zork. Come on, man. This is right. I don't need a smart ring from... It's this world's smallest smart ring. I don't have fucking finger skin, dude.
Appreciate value.
Okay. I managed to maximize
ad.
I don't know the word jar.
Okay. Open window.
With great effort, you open the window far enough to allow entry. Great effort. Yeah. It was a jar. It was slightly a jar. And you. So
I'm me. I guess I'm me in this. Call wife.
call. Why? I don't know the word call.
Okay. Enter house.
Isn't this much more fun than doing parsley?
Yeah, this, you know, it's very similar to parsley.
Yeah, except parsley was written by a modern person.
Yeah, and made to be held all in your memory at once.
Kitchen. You are in the kitchen of the White House. A table seems to have been used recently for the preparation of food. A passage leads to the west, and a dark staircase can be seen leading upward. A dark chimney leads down, and to the east is a small window, which is open. On the table is an elongated brown sack smelling of hot peppers. A bottle is sitting on the table. The glass bottle contains a quantity of water.
Take bottle.
Taken.
Take sack.
Taken.
West.
Living room. You are in the living room. There is a doorway to the east, a wooden door with strange Gothic lettering to the west, which appears to be nailed shut, a trophy case, and a large oriental rug in the center of the room. Above the trophy case hangs an elvish sword of great antiquity. A battery-powered brass lantern is on the trophy case.
Get lamp.
Taken.
Yes.
I'm somewhat surprised you're not trying to speedrun dying. If you die once, you get out of Zork.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Take sword.
Taken.
Use sword self. Unuse sword self. Whatever the algorithm is fine with.
I don't know the word use.
Ooh. Unstab self?
Zork hated use as like a...
Yeah. Well, use is a problem. It's just, it's a, you know, a nicety.
All right. I typed in stab self.
Oh, okay.
Is that, that's what you wanted?
Yeah, let's, well, yeah.
If you insist, poof, you're dead. You have died.
Oh, okay.
Now let's take a look here. Well, you probably deserve another chance. I can't quite fix you up completely, but you can't have everything. Forest. There's a forest with trees in all directions. To the east, there appears to be sunlight.
Inventory?
You are empty-handed.
Oh, fuck. Okay. East.
Forest path.
Oh, hey. Climb. Tree.
Beside you in the branch is a small bird's nest.
Get egg.
You can't see any egg here.
Ooh. Jump down.
I can't get... I tried a couple things that wouldn't let you jump out of the tree.
Boo. Okay,
Oh, wait, no.
Take nest.
I just typed regular jump. In a feat of unaccustomed daring, you managed to land on your feet without killing yourself.
Whoa.
Yeah. In Zork, dude. Proud of that.
In Zork. That's pretty good.
Gary, can we get you eaten by a Gru, do you think?
No.
No, really? You don't want to get eaten by a Gru?
I would like to be, but I don't remember exactly what I have to do.
You just have to go into the dark. I can get you there.
Oh, okay.
Man. Can I get you there?
North. The woods become impassable, not dark.
No, go into the house.
Go into the house. Yeah, done. South.
South.
Open window.
East. East. The window's to
the east.
East. You're behind house, and then I'll go enter window.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the kitchen.
Down.
I think if you even go up. Oh. Let's try down. Only Santa Claus climbs down chimneys. If you go up, though, here we go, because there was an unlit attic up above you. Okay, yeah. You have moved into a dark place. It is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a Gru. We're getting there.
Wait.
Time passes. A poor mother cries. still time passes. I think you have to actually do something to get the Gru to eat.
Okay. Look.
It is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a Gru. I'm going to try to move. Hey, I did it. Okay. Okay. I tried moving east, even though I don't think you can go east there.
Well, the Gru doesn't.
Oh, no. You have walked into the slavering fangs of a lurking Gru. And then this version, it kills your score, but it did resurrect you in the forest again. I think that's enough Zork.
Yeah, that's a long time. That's an infinite live Zork.
Yeah. It killed your score, and I don't know if you can get your items back. So you might be fucked.
Are you soft-locked? Soft-locked. It's the true ending of Zork, as you play Zork forever.
Dream. Now, for me, it'd be Zork Nemesis. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
You ever play Zork Nemesis? For me, it'd be...
I vaguely remember the Zorks. The only Zork I have any real experience with is Zork 1, though.
You never played
Return to Zork.
Okay, Return to Zork. The graphic adventure.
Yeah, a little bit of Return to Zork. I've read about all of them in the Adventure Guide Hardcore Gaming 101 book.
I had Zork Nemesis, which is like the spooky one.
Mm-hmm.
But it still has some goofy Zork shit in it. Mm. And then Zork Grand Inquisitor, which of course has quite a bit of Michael McKean.
Yeah, I like it. The
little crossover there with better quality Sol Vacuum.
Yep, better quality Sols. Finally, at last. Shall I roll again?
My skeletal Gary, go ahead and spin
my skeletal acquaintance.
Spin the wheel.
Yeah, you know, if you had problems, I'd listen to them.
But I don't.
Does that
I left all the problems with the glands and the meat.
That doesn't make it so you're my friend, but I'm not your friend?
You can consider me whatever you want to consider me. I constructed a labyrinth to torture you as eternally as I can figure out how. So, I don't know. Is that friendship?
I
made it for you.
Yes. I genuinely think so.
It's bespoke.
It's very bespoke. And, the thought that counts.
When I do this,
even if the thought was malicious.
Yeah, when I go do this to the Flophouse guys, they'll get their own, labyrinth.
You don't think it'll have Zork in there?
Okay, so I will say that there is probably a little bit of the Elliot Kalin joke Radio Zork, where sometimes he lets them give him one command for a not actually Zork game in the DNA of the labyrinth.
Yeah. I figure there's certain things that, it's okay.
Elliot Kalin. Funny if I don't have to listen to him.
Yeah. I got number 26.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on while we play the theme song.
Tasty legs and crispy thighs.
Hello and welcome to Everything to Genix. Finally, the official successor to Everything to Guppy, where we talk about every single item, enemy, and everything in Mugenix. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by by Gary. It's just by Gary. We don't have to do that anymore. We don't have to come up with a joke.
No, we don't. Not
on
this show. It was honestly a joke that was not working, and I'm kind of surprised we did it for like almost a decade.
Are you? Isn't that our entire friendship?
Not working, but we did it for
a joke that almost worked for an entire decade.
It's pretty bleak.
Life is.
Life is, but friends are the non-bleak part.
I do not find that to be the case.
No, well, as clearly, because you've only got three. Other than else is an acquaintance.
How many
friends from back home and stuff?
How many friends do
I have? Six. You're rocking six?
You, Nick, Brayton, John.
By my count, it's six.
Dez, Kevin, Alice, wife. Eight.
All right.
I'm rich with friends. I'm rich with friends.
You do have like an amount of friends that could buy a value meal in 1996.
Feels weird to talk like this right now. My voice feels weird.
Yeah. It doesn't feel right.
Empty. And shitty.
Yeah.
And unentertaining.
Yeah. It is important that every decibel that comes out of your voice be entertaining.
If I'm selling it to people, which I kind of am. Gary, so I'll let you pick. Do you want to do mutations, classes, items, bosses?
Oh, I got to do items.
Items. The thing is that, I don't know. The items in Mugenix are kind of boring. A lot of the time, relative to
never stopped us in our previous podcast.
That's a great point. Okay, so let me see. I could randomize this somehow, but instead, I'm just going to scroll for a second and say, "Hey, this is great! American flag,
American flag." Not just a comic that by Rick Veitch, I think.
Is that, is he one of those guys who did like G.I. Joe for a minute or something?
No, he's a British guy who does kind of satirical.
Oh, stuff. little bit of a funny guy.
Yeah, it's kind of making fun of America.
I've never had this weapon.
I've never had it either.
Yeah, American flag. This is a rare weapon slot weapon. It gets you, when you're holding it, you have +1 to every stat. That's fantastic. Yep. This is really
good.
Stats
up. Well, as should be a rare weapon.
It's only usable once per battle, which is usually restricted to very powerful weapons. But of course, there are other items and mutations that let you break that that stricture.
Of course.
And it forces a unit to attack one of its enemies. So you use this to get one of your guys to attack off turn, basically.
Yeah, with a range of 1 to 4 tiles, so like a decent range.
I mean, but it has to, you know, they have to have the attack to do it. They won't just like reach out and so you ideally stretch. You're going to use this on like a hunter maybe to do like a big ass crit, or maybe if your butcher is really close range with someone and just do another. But if we're being honest, you're mostly using this for the stat buff.
For the stat buff.
One stat to every one up to every stat is quite powerful.
It's always good. It's kind of like something from the old podcast, Sausage.
To some extent, but those stats were not as meaningful, obviously, as Mugenix stats. No. Gary, can you real quick just run me through what all the stats do in Mugenix? Just what we're getting from each of these?
Strength, you know, we got a little arm here. This is damage. Got range.
Damage to some attacks, obviously.
Yeah. We got range here.
Where are you seeing range? Is that near dexterity or is it like below dexterity?
It's dexterity which determines range.
It doesn't. I think if double check, maybe I'm wrong. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure dexterity affects how much damage ranged attacks do.
Are you double checking or should I be double checking?
I was asking you to double check.
Oh, okay.
And of course, also these stats affect the stat rolls in events. So obviously, in that sense, higher is always better.
Yes, it is. It is true.
Great. What's the next stat do?
Constitution.
Yeah.
This is your HP, and then also how much HP you get back after a battle.
Yeah, regen, which is obviously very very important. After battle regen, not in game battle regen. There's both.
Of course.
And then what I think is probably for a lot of builds is the most important stat, which is number of light bulbs. It's Gary. Yeah. I don't know where you're seeing that being called intelligence. It's called in game. It's called number of light bulbs.
Yeah. And this is like a mana. This is going to let you do abilities and stuff.
Yeah. How does that affect your maximum mana, Gary?
That's right. It
does. Intelligence. That's right. It doesn't. It generates how much mana you generate every turn.
That's right. Yeah. And we got speed after that. You know, how many tiles you can move. Pretty standard.
Very standard, yeah. Anybody, even people who haven't played the game, could probably figure that one out.
Yeah, speed. And then one that threw me when I first started playing it was charisma.
Yeah. You know? Or, Gary, again, in-game it's called kissing power.
Yeah, kissing power, a.k.a. charisma.
Which is a little bit odd in what it does. It has nothing to do with, like, charm stuff. Except in the breeding mechanics, which, of course, we'll talk about in the breeding season.
Yes.
But what it mostly does is affect both your maximum mana and how much mana you start a battle with, which can obviously affect how quickly you roll out your first set of skills.
And, of course, we all remember the big controversy, the fact that this increases your chance of breeding, but it was specifically more impactful on street males.
Yeah.
That had a whole Rimworld thing. Like, people did not like that.
I've talked about RimWorld so much over the last day.
Have you?
Yeah, my friend Alice, who was in town, is a huge RimWorld fan.
You ever become a Rim Dimmer on patrol?
I've never owned it or booted it up. I started the WoF episode and got distracted by time, not being angry at anything you said.
Was that a sarcastic way of saying that, or is that true?
No, that's true. I was being honest. I don't know enough about RimWorld to have perceived inaccuracies in either the analysis or the factual statements make my spectrum disorders trigger. So in some ways it's the ideal WoF to listen to.
Yeah. It's a pretty good game.
That's what Alice said. Yeah, and I trust her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you got people like Kay backing up Alice. Ladies have spoken.
Yeah.
Rimworld.
Do you trust Kay?
Rimworld for men. With video game taste, I trust Kay.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
And I really trust Kay with video game taste because Kay knows my taste very well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean if Kay says something is good and Kay says something, you know, you'll like it, mean very different things. And I know what both those things mean from her.
But do you worry Kay will rob you?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Should I be?
I don't know. I don't know. Kay's an acquaintance, so.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. Did I ever tell you that?
It's great. By the way, it's so fucking great that Kay's in town.
Yeah, it's great to have more acquaintances.
It's so fucking great for Kay to be in town. But I don't trust her, and I do think she might rob me.
Did I ever tell you that I legitimately thought my ex would stab me in the night sometimes?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Were you doing your romantic advice podcast during that relationship? I was trying to remember the other day.
No, I don't think so.
Was it right afterwards? It was somewhere around then. And that irony occasionally comes to me when I think
it was right after.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then you had made as smart a romantic decision as a human being could.
Breaking up with my ex?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty smart. It came too late. I'm not infallible. I learned from my mistakes.
He says while in the middle of a relationship with me of increasingly diminishing returns.
Diminishing returns is, yeah. We got luck after that.
That's great. Diminishing returns is subject change.
Yeah, I gotta think on that one for a little bit. Luck.
Yeah, and luck, like in Isaac, is complicated.
We'll have a whole season on luck.
Whole season on luck. So, no. Yeah, that's what... And then, obviously, again, the actual use ability. So, if you're... So, this is a great, like, backline... the fact that it buffs all stats means it works with every class, but also means it isn't going to be specifically great for any class. But you are going to probably want it to be someone... Your tank would be good because they'll be way up front, but they can probably still get your hunter with this to get that free crit.
Yeah. Let's talk about, how you get this. Because this isn't just any flag. It's a specific flag in the lore. This is the flag that was left on the moon.
Yep.
When America won the space race.
Yeah. So you can only acquire this when you are on the moon. Out beyond the moon.
And let's talk about the American
the moon. Yeah.
Are you trying to fly me to the moon?
No, Gary, that's a funny joke. I'm obviously referencing the specific song that plays when you're in the moon levels in Mugenics. Because of course you know that every level in Mugenics has a boss theme, that plays an instrumental version the whole time you're on the level. And then when you get to the boss, the lyrics kick in.
Yes.
And
Raphael's
the one
trick.
What?
Raphael's trick.
Who's Raphael?
From Baldur's Gate 3.
Cool. Oh, yeah. And the one for the moon is this kind of like jazzy. It is kind of a fly me to the moon kind of riff, but
yeah,
a little more like minor key creepy.
We should talk about an actual American flag as well. I don't particularly think this jingoistic item is appropriate for our current climate.
Well, the politics of Mugenics are tricky. They are, they had all sorts of people contributing meows, even some like pretty controversial figures.
Yeah. I also heard that the charisma stat is more effective for breeding for straight males.
Yep.
And there's some assumptions built into that.
Gary, this podcast does argue that we could do this show without you having to ever play Mugenics.
You'd have to be, let's step out of the bit for a moment.
Sure.
I think you'd have to be really, follow me a little bit more when I'm saying something not factually true to end up at a digression.
Sure. Okay.
For that to work. I think that the hard part would be correcting me or not correcting me.
Yeah.
Just because it would grind it. Not because I mind it.
here the joke of correcting you was the joke of the whole thing.
Yes,
right.
Of course. Yeah. No. I'm workshopping the idea. I'm having fun with your premise that you said we could possibly do without me playing it. And I think that would be the thing that would be the change. It would have to. Then I agree with you. It would make it.
Yeah, because God knows you're not going to play it.
I almost played it.
I was looking at
Underrail, and I decided to go through Underrail.
Was Underrail not for a show?
No, Underrail's not for a show. We did it for Check It Out Comrade in like 2015, but I'm finally getting around to it.
I just assumed it was for WAF, man.
Oh no, I wouldn't subject Kay to this. This is pretty high octane gay bullshit.
That given you play one game for pleasure like every 6 months.
I'm trying to up it.
Yeah.
But, I played Rystar earlier this year. I've been playing games for pleasure this year. Yeah. I played already within the 6 months. I played multiple games for pleasure. I'm trying to get better about it.
Yeah. But your first choice at this point was 8-year-old Metro mixed with Fallout.
Like 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Exceedingly difficult.
Hyper crunchy, like get some Stalker in there, but it's all running through like a Fallout interface.
Yeah. No. It's what I like about games. It's what I want. The when left to my devices.
Yeah. And not Mugenix. Yeah. I haven't played Mugenix in probably five months. Yeah,
you've turned on Mugenix really hard.
Whenever anyone
brought up Mugenix in the Discord, you were like, this isn't DTF. As like a instinct.
It was because it was so old at that point. It's an old game.
No, I know.
It's an old game. Yeah. So we got to talk about the new hotness in my Discord.
It's all my Discord. The don't make people rank on the Discord.
Internet. Diminishing.
Gary,
let's go ahead and say our famous sign-off from everything to Genix.
Mm-hmm.
A real show we could do, whether you played it or not.
It would be, can I, again, just reel outside of the bit?
Sure.
One of the most frustrating feelings I could feel in the world is if we started doing that, and then I started playing the game partway through it, and then wanted to add context to all, like, actual real but very boring and basic takes about everything we had previously covered.
Yeah.
That would drive me insane. That's a good torture.
So I will say the actual issue with doing a Mugenix show, having thought about it, some amount, is most of, like, this is on the more interesting side of weapons. Most of the items in the game are pretty dull.
When you start, Tactics has a thing that can reduce things to numbers in a way that's really appealing to me. But like things that it's very similar to Draw Steel, like which, we're playing at tabletop. It's like when everything is just kind of points on a grid. And numbers and degree of push and stuff like that, like it gets a little bit less flavor, and the bounding box for the rules is a little bit tighter.
Like classes would create great, or tags over there would create great episodes. Bosses would create great episodes. I don't think it could be Guppy, where I don't think there's enough interest in each individual item. And we can joke about Guppy items being boring, but like I showed Guppy to Alice last night because she never not Guppy Isaac obviously.
Okay, that could have been very different.
Yeah,
would have been very funny.
I showed that to her last night, and it was just every couple. Like I ended up with, I was like, "Oh, this is Tech X. You're about to watch my tears become giant circles that melt everything." This is Mom's knife. Now suddenly I'm firing a knife out of nowhere. My damage is multiplied by a huge amount, and all that.
Yeah.
I beat Delirium in that run.
Ooh. With whom?
Base Isaac.
I have been playing Isaac again.
Oh.
And I've gotten some items that we talked about, but I had not gotten.
Yeah.
Do you know about Genesis? Do you remember Genesis?
Not off. I don't remember. I literally don't remember what anything Isaac does, dude.
It's so fucking cool. It's like a Jacob and Esau unlock, so it's kind of a pain in the ass. But it teleports you to a room where you get a three-choice draft of everything for every item you have so far.
Ever had, right? In the whole...
Yes.
Yes. I've never seen it. I've never gotten it because it's beat Ultra Greedier with Jacob and Esau.
It's really hard to do, but getting it is really, really fun. I straight up breakfast myself, which is so much harder to do in Kerr and Isaac because they just keep adding items.
Yeah.
But yeah, literally had nothing else. I went through everything because I had a really long run and then got Genesis at the end. Yeah, it was good.
Rules. That's super cool. That's super. Man, what a good game.
It's a super fucking good game. Somebody should do a podcast about it. Someone should. It's so good.
Yeah. Maybe not talk about all the monsters because it gets a little samey.
The monsters have been a little bit tricky to get through, but we still have, challenges?
Did we not do challenges?
Maybe we did. I feel like there's one other rooms. There's some category we didn't do.
Rooms
like
isn't interesting enough.
Arcades.
There's shit like rocks that is us doing a joke about how hungry for content we are. And then there's actual interesting shit to talk about. I'm sure we haven't talked about all the challenges because
special rooms. Like rooms aren't interesting when it's like the layout of a room, but like libraries, planetariums, stuff like that. There's something there.
Yeah, there's some episodes there. We're gonna actually do a finale for Guppy at some point.
At some point, yeah. Before we die,
like we're way outside the bit right now. At some point, we will actually finish everything to Guppy.
Well, because we never did the beast.
Didn't finish the monsters. Didn't do the beast.
Yeah, gotta do the beast. And there's a monster who I fucking hate that's still on the list.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little preview for everybody. Oh my god, big time. I do not care for this monster.
All right,
I do not care for his people.
So Gary, my skin's starting to flake off because you're not supposed to talk to tulpas for this long. Do you want to go ahead and say,
Mr. Butterfield?
Mr. Butterfield, I don't feel so good.
Oh,
he does come.
Oh, God!
Oh, is that Robert Downey Jr. coming?
Yeah. He has a huge come as soon as Tobey Maguire disappears.
Yeah, just him and Nebula flying through space, sad coming.
Yeah, sad. Well, it's kind of, there's sad coming. I've seen Crash, like, it's a thing.
Crash Bandicoot? Gary, how do we end everything to Gen X?
Everything to Gen X. Until next time, keep breeding for that rainbow.
Keep breeding for that rainbow.
Oh, God.
Somewhere beyond the moon. Somewhere beyond the moon. Somewhere beyond the moon. So high, so high, so high.
The tulpa explodes. Hey, Gary.
Hey,
God, my voice sounds so much better now by comparison.
It's so much more entertaining by the second. You know,
are you being sarcastic? Because I think it is.
I was being a little sarcastic, but not because I think it's necessarily untrue. I think it's a weird thing to consider.
Sure, I mean, it's an entertainment
it's more that it occurred to you at all that's weird to me, not that it's not true necessarily.
Gambit. Gary, spin the wheel.
I don't do the Gambit voice all the time. Why do I get yelled at? Should I really spin the wheel? Because we got kind of a structure today.
There's two things left on the wheel, right?
Yep.
And I want to finish those two things.
Oh, the one of these things is not the... Okay.
No.
Okay, I got Shadowrun.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, great. I think this is the Genesis Shadowrun.
The title screen was the Super Nintendo Shadowrun.
No, that's the title screen on the thing. It's Genesis. It says
it disappeared.
Sega. Yeah, that's the Genesis.
Yeah, sorry, it disappeared. I was just
okay.
I removed it.
Gary, great news.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for another installment of Duck Feed's most popular, actual play tabletop podcast, Shadowrunning on Empty. Shadowrunning on Empty, baby. Mr. Johnson's mad how it's going down. Shadow running on empty, baby. Four character improv from a clown.
Okay.
Do you remember what the premise of this is?
No.
It's an actual play Shadowrun show where I'm the DM and you play all the runners.
Okay. Yeah. With the files, my Decker character.
Well, okay. Here's the thing, though. I got some jam. I was eating a big jam sandwich. And I spilled it on the character sheets. So now all you have four characters and they're all Deckers.
Okay. All right. Can one of them be the Decker from the TV show Decker? So I have somebody to shoot and be charismatic.
I don't get that reference.
Oh, okay.
Is that a nested joke within one of Greg Turkington's bullshits?
Yeah.
Have you watched the Greg Turkington movie, the Neil Hamburger movie?
No.
It sounds fucking wild, dude. I was looking it up.
I find Neil Hamburger pretty great and interesting.
Yeah.
For one of my favorite all-time executions of a very, very direct and not very good joke.
Yeah.
Like the execution of it's incredible. Like it's kind of the, in my dictionary for execution makes the thing good. Like yeah. The picture of it.
It's like the it's directed by the guy who directed the Tim movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was the Tim movie, the comedy.
Yep.
And then they made Entertainment, the Neil Hamburger movie, which has like weird shit in it.
Yeah. He's got kids in it.
He's got kid, but there's also like weird dream sequences and stuff. It sounds really fucked up and unpleasant. It sounds incredibly unpleasant.
I have not seen it. I like those people, but I've not seen it.
And Tim is in it playing, quote, the celebrity.
Okay. That makes sense. So I'm four Deckers.
Yes. None of whom are from Greg Turkington Presents Decker. Are you a Greg head or a Tim head, by the way? I've been watching On Cinema. Me, the Scout.
Yeah, no, that's why I mentioned that. That's why I mentioned Decker. I think I might be a probably a Greg head.
Okay.
But I'm not super caught up on it. You're maybe even further than I am in it. I started watching it until I wanted to watch all of Decker, and I got bummed out by the intro outro thing.
You can't watch. And then you can't watch all of Decker, man.
I want to, though, because I watched Deck of Cards, which is a Decker movie, and it's really good.
I
want to
watch Deck of Cards. I'm right at the point where Deck of Cards kicks in. That's great.
Yeah, if you want to watch it on VHS.
What's the runtime?
I don't remember. I know. I don't have it in front of me. I don't have my naming system. Kate and I watched it when she came out and visited.
That's great.
Last. It was really fun.
Gary, I'm a skeleton. I can't just talk to you about things we both like.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are... In the you're in the lobby of Aztechnology.
Ooh. Sure.
You are approached by an Aztechnology security guard.
Okay.
Yeah, so who are you guys?
We hear you have a problem with your network.
Don't all speak. Don't do that. Each of you should have a distinct character who introduces themselves.
We are all one, the Deckers, and we're here to fix your network.
Gary? What are you doing, man?
These are the Deckers. They're all jacked into each other. They were jacking in a bunch, so now they're all combined into like a...
Gary, the whole fun cool is you trying to maintain four characters and not being able to keep the voices clear.
Okay. I thought the fun was going to be when I...
When you fucked... No, great, no,
when I
Gary,
rolled a billion fucking dice.
What? Gary, I'm... I was thinking with my labyrinth / what would be entertaining brain, but I need to be a DM, which means I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah. Hey, once we get into the Matrix, we'll have our different personalities, but we're presenting as a Simu cast.
So a problem with our network, you say?
Your network is down, and only we may fix it.
Was that a Homestar Runner reference?
No. What is this? Is that ancient history?
The system is down. The system is down.
You are a fan of old media, I see. Have you watched On Cinema?
Yeah, he's not paying attention to you. The system is... The cheat!
The Deckers will wander off while... This man is in a nostalgia fugue.
Great job!
We're going to find a jack-in point.
Gary, and then, you find six.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, we're going to daisy chain into one of them so we're not wasteful. And now all four of us are in the Matrix as our avatars.
Sure. Please introduce your avatars. Reintroduce
So first
your
of
avatars.
All, my main avatar are the Files. When I say my main, he's just the one I like the best.
Okay. That's a wild, like if we were doing a different actual play thing and you just said, hey, it's me, the main guy.
Yeah, it is. It's just the one I care about the most.
I'm sure it happens in Critical Role sometimes.
Yeah. You're not supposed to have a favorite child, but you do. You know, of course, if you're going to have a favorite child, you're definitely going to have a favorite member at the party. Like, that just makes sense. It's human nature.
Yeah, you like your wife more than you like me.
That's true.
For some reason.
Oh, it's ride me so good.
I'm bones.
Yeah, I know. It is not a comfortable ride. It's a really uncomfortable ride with your bony ass.
I have like a pelvic hole, I guess.
I know, it's not very good. I've been meaning to tell you that you got to do some maintenance on that shit. It's
dry.
Nobody wants to fuck a gorilla salad.
Like, it's kind of rough and sandy.
Yeah, I know.
Because like, I played in a sandbox the other day.
It's like you 3D printed it. It needs to be sanded down into a smooth shape. It feels a lot like a 3D printed.
You got two hands pussy. And some sandpaper, man.
Yeah, or I do too as well. Okay, well, let's get to sanding. We'll table this.
Sandblast my skeletaint.
I will sandblast the skeletaint here.
So the files.
Yeah, the files. Files is a cool cat. He is very
literally.
Into...
He's like a cat man.
No, well, his avatar is.
Are there furries in Shadowrun?
Weirdly, I don't think so.
Right? I don't think there's a lot. There's probably some shaman. Some kitsune thing or something. Probably.
Well, but they might, you know, there might be a shaman.
Sure.
Who like worships that thing. So I guess like shamans are kind of furry in Shadowrun.
But there aren't just like cat people.
Yeah, there's not. Yeah, it's weird. Big swing and a miss in terms of the futurism there.
Yeah.
There'd definitely be cat people. Also, it would be so much more horny than Shadowrun is.
Shadowrun is weirdly not very horny.
The books were the first book being Derek read it as a kid, and it starts off with a guy being like, it's like Jake walked out of the apartment building stinking of sex. It's like Jake? The first line in it, and as teens we're like, whoa.
Is it Jake Armitage?
No, it's a pre-Jake.
Different Jake. Okay. Yeah. Less than Jake, I would say. All right, introduce your other characters. We are running up on time.
Yep. So we got the files, he's real cool. Then we got Nedrick. Nedrick is a collector of fine nerd oddities.
Okay.
He socially awkward and still lives with his mother, but doesn't tell any of the other Shadowrunners.
Yeah, Gary, go ahead and, like, as you introduce the characters, have them say a lot. They're like a signature cool line.
The files are downloaded. That's the files. That's the.
I picked that up, yeah.
Yeah. And then I got to be home for dinner. I have to get over to Stuffer Shack. That's my boy Nedrick.
Sure.
And then we got Gloriana. She is a troll. She is exceedingly tall, exceedingly hot. In no way just a self-insert character for, you know, fan art to look at.
Yeah, her name is what? Gloriana, you said?
Gloriana.
Sure.
But the L is, it's the reverse of a silent L, so it's basically Gloriana.
No, Gary, that's a silent L.
The
reverse of a silent L would be Gloriana.
That's you should see some of the drawings I've had commissioned. So Gloriana, belies a soft interior, but her rough exterior, you know, only one man can tame her, and it might be the files. And she sounds like this. Oh, hello. Oh, I suppose so. Yes.
Wow.
And
that's her cool signature line. Oh, hello. Yes.
I suppose so. Yeah. And then of course we have
rich inner life for your female characters.
Gary, name some
female Saturday Night Live characters or performers real fast.
Oh, Amy Poehler.
Sure.
Rudolph. Current. Oh, what's her name? Sarah Squirm.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's enough. Yeah.
See, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty happy I got that one. And then of course we have Dr. Cybargulus. Who is an old man, has all artificial limbs, and he is secretly plotting against the rest of the Deckers. And he says, Dr. Cyborgulus is on it, is his cool signature phrase.
Okay, yeah, cool, like a Rick.
Yeah, I'm on it. Why, was that like Rick? Dr. Cyborgulus, now that you said Rick, I got the Rick voice virus, but like,
yeah, there we go.
I didn't think I was doing Rick at first.
He was like an old science guy. That's a Rick.
Yeah. Well, he's old science guy, but he was more,
like a Rick.
I think he had more pep in his step. He vomits less than Rick.
Gary, it was an attack. It was a cognitive attack I was launching on you.
Okay.
It wasn't a real comment. It was a way to make you self-conscious. It's like the thing I did where I said Venture Brothers was basically just like family guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I just, I care less about Rick and Morty. I have less disdain for it.
Sure.
Than so Family Guy? Quite an effect of it. I have way more family or more disdain for Family Guy than Rick and Morty.
Oh, well,
Rick and
Morty is capable of being funny. I can't wait to get to the room where we do those ratings.
Yeah, finally, whoever wins, we lose. That's the team.
Yeah. Okay. There's ice here.
The files.
There's ice here.
Okay. Abolish ice. That's the program I run.
Yeah. It just happens through praxis and good vibes. It's abolished. You did it.
Praxis.exe.
Yeah.
Ran praxis.exe and abolished ice.
It's just that simple. It almost makes the people who didn't do that seem lazy.
I think so. Let me look at my pocket secretary and see what the parameters of the
Hey, what's the matter, wise guy?
Hey, pocket secretary.
Hey, when you gonna give me a good fucking?
Oh, you know, I'm in
here with your pocket pussy and I'm feeling alone.
The files looks over at Gloriana, kind of embarrassed.
Oh, come on. You give it to the pocket pussy every night and you don't give pocket secretary nothing. I don't feel so good.
Oh, Gloriana, don't listen.
Wait, the pocket pussy. Gary, I want to hear Gloriana's reaction.
Okay. Hello. I suppose.
Rich inner life.
Very rich inner life.
A lot to grab onto
for Gloriana. Gloriana, you know, the interest that the Phyllis has in Gloriana is largely physical. They don't need to talk, really.
Oh, because they're like so spiritually connected.
Neither of them are techno adepts or whatever.
Sure.
You know, they're like, you know, they're not that kind of spiritually connected, but they are a little connected.
Gary, I'm doing my
God,
best.
God, I'm so horny for Gloriana.
I know. I'm very distracted by the rotating Larry Bird.
It's pretty good, right? He stopped rotating for me.
Oh, no. I guess because there's only, what, one thing left on the wheel for
there's
you?
There's one thing on the board.
I'm so sorry that you've lost the spinning Larry.
The Shadowrunners succeed in their thing.
Yeah.
They download the data, so we can move on to the next episode, which will have a brief final space and then the finale of the labyrinth.
Oh no, we can deal with the final space real fast.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me spin. Well, now I like. Now
oh,
I'm
the Shadow Run explodes. Mr. Johnson sends you explodes.
Oh, I mourn.exe for Gloriana.
Oh yeah. Oh, she got fridged, dude. She got fridged so fucking hard.
Chunky salsa rule.
Oh man.
I got free space.
Oh, okay. What do you want to do?
What were you talking about wanting to do before? In terms of the not as good as the Simpsons animated shows.
Sure. Rate them all.
Ire I have for them.
Yeah. So what's most, let's just get the top three of contempt.
Family Guy.
Number one, huh?
Oh, I mean, we're just getting the top three.
What about Brickleberry?
I don't know Brickleberry, so I had to know it. Have you seen
bad.
Brickleberry or just know of Brickleberry?
I like watch the trailer for Brickleberry.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm not going to do things I just know of. I'm going to do stuff I've seen.
Okay, do you have deep catalog on?
Yeah, or at least, you know, I've seen more than like two episodes of.
Oh, wow.
South Park.
Okay, sure.
I hate South Park. I find South Park really obnoxious.
How's Crapopolis hitting for you?
I haven't watched Crapopolis.
Gotta watch Crapopolis.
Yeah? Is it good?
No, I don't know. I haven't watched Crapopolis, dude.
Yeah, see?
Dan Harmon's weird, like, Greek mythology cartoon? Get fucked.
I'm not going to watch that with your time. And then my number three might be, well, Rick and Morty is funny. I find that show funny. I just think it's kind of philosophically evil.
Okay, well, but they did get rid of the one guy.
They did get rid of the one guy. No, I don't, like, I do care about that, but I just felt like the attitude of the show was off-putting as, like, a...
Which is mostly coming probably from Harmon at this point.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just, you know, the voice actor. I, you know, the voice work of Justin Roiland, I really love. You know, he sucks, dude sucks, but he wasn't responsible for the things I didn't like about the show, I don't think.
Yeah, play High on Life, or High on Life 2.
Yeah.
High on Life 2, as far as I know, is the only video game in which John Waters plays an alien operating a spirit Halloween in space.
I like that idea. That's cute. And I like fun voice actors having fun. Looking forward to Adventure Time side quests.
Lots sure, for that today. I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah, excited about that.
Any other things you're feeling major contempt for right now?
Oh, boy. Yeah, definitely. I mean, at any given time.
I know, but like banal stuff, not your takes on men's rights and stuff.
Yeah. That's a little bit reductive.
I'm sorry, Gary. Yeah. Would you like to platform it more in a less reductive way? You can have space here. It's a free space.
It is a free space.
If you want to really explore this philosophical idea, I will politely listen. It's your free space.
I find gender discussions interesting.
Sure.
I am upset that the Crazy Taxi new game is AI bullshit involves a lot of AI bullshit.
Sure.
I think Crazy Taxi is basically a perfect video game. I was really looking forward to a modern Crazy Taxi. That sucks.
I'm more of a radical bikers guy, but sure.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
No. Fuck you. No. Fuck you. Get fucked.
Christian.
Get fucked, dummy.
No, you're a Christian. Get fucked. It's our final fuck. Get fucked. Final fucked.
Dummy, get final fucked.
Yeah, get final fucked. Dummy, get final fucked. That's our famous sign off. Get final fucked.
Dummy, get final fucked. Well, Gary, you've completely... Are you,
what's that? Dummy gets final fucked?
Are you out of rooms? Is it all done?
I am out of rooms.
Okay, I guess you're done. That's the labyrinth. Yeah. That's been 11 episodes. And we got a good chunk out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to move some time forward.
So you can just go through that door right there and you're done, man. We're done. You'll never see my ass again. So
I'll miss your ass and I'll miss the fact that I didn't get to sand it down on something smooth.
For like an acquaintance relationship, it's been pleasant. So you can just walk through that fucking door and just get out of it. Get back on with your life, man.
Before I do, do you think I can call you friend? Do you think we've...
Gary, please.
You know, because we've spent a lot of time together.
You can call me Al, man. Whatever.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, on that note, I'm going to Chevy Chase sideways walk pretending to play an instrument into the door.
A great reference to a music video I've seen many times.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you probably introduced it.
In fact, I think I hear a little melody in the background.
Yeah?
Oh, no. Toby Fox songs are okay to use in this context. Final boss time, motherfucker! You stupid piece of shit! Did you think you were getting out of here without getting absolutely fucked by my final boss I hired?
I was gonna sand you down.
We're not friends.
Cool. I was gonna
I'm a skeleton. I get paid per the torment.
Believe in your ability to change.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard. Episode's over.
I still love you.